You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A little while ago, I had a chance to talk to David Lieberhart, which, if you're familiar with his work at all, I have to say, before I said yes to this, I wasn't super familiar with him.
Now you know him too well.
Well, the whole thing was just bizarre. I mean, before it even started, it was bizarre. I got this email from his with tips from his manager about interviewing him. And there were comments in there like, David loves to talk about aliens, but he may be hesitant to discuss it if you bring it up bluntly. And some tips about how to get him talking. Things like, he also has some interesting ideas about the origin of penguins and polar bears.
Cool.
David's default is just to complain about people that have wronged him, his troubles, and then said, feel free to interrupt him. He won't be offended. Just ask him about these other things. So before it even started, I was a little bit like, what have I gotten myself into? But I don't know what I was expecting, because if you're familiar with his work, he's a street performer and a puppeteer and a comedian, probably most famous for his work on Tim and Eric Show.
Yes.
And he just does these...
Yes, now it's all coming together. As soon as you say Tim and Eric Show, you know what's going to happen.
And he does these bizarre songs, often with puppets. So here's one of his more famous songs. We're going to play Email Song.
Email's the best way to communicate with your friends, better than that antique telephone you have at home. And we made a song up about it, and this is how it goes. And this is Albert Herman. He's going to sing it with me.
Hi, nice to see you.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right.
Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
Email's like speaking telepathically through a machine.
Staying in touch is using email better than your best dream.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right.
Email. Email. Email.
Email.
Email.
Email.
Email.
Email.
Email. Email. Yang yang email. Yang yang email. Yang yang email.
So you can't see it at home, but I would recommend looking it up to get the full effect. That is David and a puppet singing that song together.
And the puppet's got like a lazy eye, so it's kind of winking at you.
Definitely watch it to get the full experience.
And it's got that whole like taking the piss of like the 80s and 90s kind of TV show, really like weird like visual effects.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's play some speaking with the man himself. I wanted to ask about the show that you're bringing to New Zealand. What can people expect? Are you bringing some puppets?
Yeah, I'm going to bring puppets. I'm bringing comedy. I'm bringing Q and A question and asked. I'm bringing music, comedy, puppets. Just a lot of joy and happiness to New Zealand.
So at this
point, how old is he?
I think like 40s or 50s. But at this point, he interrupted me to say that he had some questions to ask New Zealand.
I need someone in New Zealand that would be willing to give me a ride around New Zealand, especially to the churches and the hobby shops. I write contemporary Christian music too. My music's been with CCLI, Christian Copyright Licensing International, in the past, I mailed my sheet music to churches all over New Zealand and Australia, but CCLI, Christian Copyright Licensing, says nobody from New Zealand or Australia or England or South Africa or Japan or China have been reporting using my songs. So I'd like to encourage the people that have my songs in New Zealand in their churches or Australia to use them, because it's expensive mailing those CDs and sheet music out there. I'm going to be dropping off some more sheet music. I'm no longer with, I was with Catholic Press for 10 years, and they got bought out by GIA Publishing Company, and Bernie, the administrator there, dropped me as a songwriter for the Catholic Church, and I've been writing songs for them for 10 years as well, for their mass books and stuff. And the new company that bought out licensingsing.net. And I also would like to ride the trains in New Zealand. You all have a electric train that that runs by the overhead wire, and I like the ones from the 20s that they retired, in the 30s that they retired. And I collect model trains, and I'd like to go to the hobby shop and get some New Zealand trains. I have a lot of 30 different trains from Australia. Now I want to collect trains from New Zealand. I model a show, and it would be nice if someone could bring me some models, trains to the show. My birthday is going to be April the 19th, and I'm going to be probably in Australia or New Zealand for the month of April. So it would be nice if someone could take me to dinner for my birthday.
Yeah, well, 19th of April looks like you're going to be in Hamilton.
Well, spread the word. That would be nice. Also, if I could meet a nice New Zealand girl to take back with me, that would be nice, because the Los Angeles women in California are kind of stuck up. They want to know what you have in your bank account or what kind of car you drive. They're too materialistic. And these dating services are phony Tonys. They got robot women disguising as real women, and they're teaser-cheesing the guys that are trying to meet girls.
What websites are these that he's heading on to? I've never heard of Robot Woman.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're a fan, a lot of people are, you know what to expect. If you've ever been curious about whether it's an act, having talked to him, I don't think it is. I think he's just very genuinely who he is. But he is performing tonight, 7 p.m. at Whammy Bar. As he said a bit earlier, it'll be songs, some comedy, questions and answers. If you want to buy tickets, you can buy them from undertheradar.co.nz, and they cost $25, and it's probably going to be quite the experience.
I have the weirdest dream about that woman. What was that woman that was fat, that Rosanna or something? I had a dream that she was sleeping in the couch with me. Says, "You got to give an old woman like me some good sex." And I said, "Yeah, I can't do that. You're not my type. You're too fat." Just, "Well, I got a lot of love to give you." And then she started getting on top of me. Then I woke up. That heavy set lady.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.